From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Destructive hurricanes have affected millions of Americans this season and forced many to evacuate. Researchers say residents should leave when there's a mandatory order, but when one isn't made, that decision gets trickier, especially since evacuating has gotten more expensive. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom spoke with one New Orleans family tracking the cost.
Hurricane Francine was forecast to go straight through New Orleans last month, and residents were left with a way too common question: stay or go? Nick O'Quinn picked go.
It is raining, and it's been raining since I left my house.
Francine made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane. There wasn't any evacuation order for the city, but O'Quinn has a newborn baby and decided it was not a good idea to stick it out. He called after breaking out of the evacuation traffic jam with his kids smiling in the back seat.
They weren't smiles about 30 minutes ago. Yeah. Nobody likes the traffic, even the kids, you know.
Besides being a dad to two young boys, O'Quinn's also an accountant, and he agreed to keep track of his evacuation costs. First item on the list was grapes to pacify those road-raging backseat drivers.
So far, the grapes at $3.99 a pound were pretty much a budget killer so far.
O'Quinn guessed the trip would cost them somewhere between $500 and $2,000. Paula Mazumder is an economist with Florida International University, and he says that budget makes sense.
It has a wide range of the expenses. When you ask for expenses, it's a huge range.
Beyond the snacks, evacuees need full meals, a place to sleep, gas. Someone in the family could need specific medical care. And all that costs more the longer the evacuation goes. And Mazumder says evacuations overall are just getting way more expensive. He says in recent years, costs have gone well past $1,500. Some of that's inflation, and some of that's because recent hurricanes have been accelerating fast.
For example, think about this Hurricane Milton. In less than 24 hours, it jumped from Category 1 to 5.
These fast-growing storms can catch people off guard, leading to late evacuations, jammed-up roads, and packed hotels. And of course, price gouging.
We have some anti-price gouging law in Florida, but in reality, you see those things causing your evacuation expenses go up.
FEMA can cover some evacuation costs, but it depends on the storm. And Mazumder says it's not always clear. And since those expenses are one of the primary reasons people choose to stay or leave, he worries the rising costs will lead to fewer evacuations. It's why he thinks there should be state or federal programs that help with those expenses for people with low income.
And also it shows, like, you know, government is there when you need their help most.
When it comes to Hurricane Francine, the Louisiana Bayou got the brunt of the storm, and some residents there went without power for 5 days. But most people in New Orleans got power back much faster. Nick O'Quinn ended up returning to his home after just 2 days away.
Hey, Steve, we're back home on the couch.
The final total for his 48-hour evacuation, $505.
Not counting the school supplies that we bought while we were there.
Yeah, we could leave those out. You'd probably need to get those anyway.
Yes, yes.
Minus those school supplies, his expenses included a bit less than $300 for the hotel, $170 for food, and $50 for gas. By evacuation standards, pretty cheap. Now, O'Quinn was lucky. The storm was weaker than Helene and Milton, so he got back home quickly. Plus, he was on paternity leave, so he didn't have to miss time from work, which can be another evacuation cost. And he acknowledges he's in a place where $500 isn't much of a dent in his overall budget.
You know, evacuating is sort of a luxury.
But with hurricane seasons continuing to intensify, that luxury may become more often a necessity, whether or not people can afford it. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.